The current budget shows a deficit of more than $1 billion, but it also imposes a so-called structural deficit on the next budget. The state has committed itself to more spending than it expects to get in tax revenue. Some legislators say the deficit in the next budget could be $1.5 billion or more. The state has been running this deficit for years, but the steadily growing economy has caused actual revenue to exceed estimates, so the deficit has not materialized until now. Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says lawmakers and governors have not been able to hold down spending, and Berry objects to the term structural deficit.
I have some discomfort with that term because it suggests something fundamental, economic or demographic, that's going on, and in reality it's just that I think there is some room to call it a deficit of politics as well as a structural deficit.
National organizations have charged that Wisconsin is one of the worst managed states financially. Berry says only Wisconsin and Illinois have had ongoing deficits. Most other states use more accepted budgeting methods that don't allow accounting tricks like postponing major payments by one day to put them into the next budget. Some editorial writers speculate that whoever is elected governor in November will be a one-term governor because drastic measures will be needed to correct the deficit in the next budget. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.